Perhaps one of the best known pieces of modern realistic drama is Henrik Ibsen's A Doll's House. Well, ETC is bringing us what happened next in the comedy A Doll's House 2. And joining me in the studio are Conan Morrissey, who is playing Nora.
Hello.
And Tony Campisi, who's playing Torval.
Hi.
So, obviously, the first question is, what experiences have you two had with the original play, A Doll's House?
Well, first of all, I should say that you don't need to have seen A Doll's House Part 1 in order to see A Doll's House Part 2. But I don't think there's a theater person alive who hasn't read A Doll's House. I know I read it in college for the first time. Did you read it, Tony, as well?
Yeah, in college for the first time. And to reaffirm what Conan said, Lucas Naith, the playwright of Doll's House Part 2, has written it in a way that you really don't need to know Ibsen's Doll's House because it's self-contained. It stands on its own, which is one of the great parts of the writing.
I think one of the curiosities that comes up is this is a comedy. And the original was definitely not a comedy. It was an extremely tense drama about marriage and the ending of a marriage. What happens with regards to the story now that makes it a comedy?
Well, it's 15 years later. So they've grown, they've changed as people. And I think that when you see the language that Lucas uses is completely different. It's a modern language. It's approachable. And I mean, that's the great thing about A Doll's House Part 1 is that it really was a modern play. Nora herself was a transformational character. I mean, at the very end of the play, Nora leaves her family, her husband and her children, and walks out the door and slams the door behind her. And it's referred to as the slam that was heard around the world because at the time, 1879, when the play was written, women did not do that. So this play takes place 15 years later, and it's what has happened to Nora, what has happened to her family, what has happened to her children. And you can see it as dramatic. It's also human beings coming together in a room and learning about each other, and they all have their own new perspectives of what happened in those 15 years.
How about Torvald? Where is he coming from at this point in his life?
Well, as Conan said, it's 15 years later, and this situation, this old wound, which has been, in his mind, not gone away, but certainly put in the box and put in the closet. Now his whole life just explodes in front of him because he doesn't expect her to show up 15 years later. He's caught completely off guard. This is a man who does not do well with surprises. He's very orderly and there's a plan for everything. He doesn't expect this. And now he has to navigate this rough territory about why is she here? What does she want? What's going on? And I think the comedy, the type of comedy that this is, because obviously there are different types of comedy, is not the rah, 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 it's not the Marx Brothers comedy. But in any really good comedy, the comedy comes from character and situation and what these characters do to extricate themselves or try to resolve what's going on in these dire circumstances, the choices they make or don't make. And I think that this play is a play of unexpected humor from this opening up of this old wound, because often in tense, stressful situations, the humor is a surprise or the humor is needed to get you through a difficult or stressful situation. Mm-hmm.
Now, you both have mentioned that this is 15 years later, but it's definitely got a more contemporary feel in terms of language and all. So how do you go about striking a balance between what has been established by these iconic characters and in bringing in modern sensibilities to it?
Well, the text helps you. You trust the text. The language does have the modern tone to it. I think that Lucas Naith, the playwright, uses the original Doll's House as a springboard. These characters have the same names, but it really is its own story. And you just approach of playing the truth of this situation and trusting that the text will support that. And it does.
I also think that this play is the most produced play in regional theaters in this country this year. In the seasons 2018 and 2019, I think there's something like 27, 28 productions going on around the country. So obviously, this is a discussion that nationwide we want to be having. And the characters are iconic because they're historic, because we know them so well. But the approach that Lucas takes is is a modern one. And because we're all doing it, we're all kind of checking in with each other. I don't know about you, Tony, but I've looked at shots of other productions around the country. And even though we're in period dress and the set is a period set, physically, we're moving in a very modern way. We're working with each other in a very modern way because we're using that language that is so contemporary. And we use that language in a contemporary way. I mean, mm-hmm. of confronting each other, right. making each other laugh, poking at each other, and also revealing truths about each other. I mean, one of the great things about the show is that everyone has their own perspective and everyone is valid from their own perspective. And that is the human comedy that comes out, is when you see those people in action.
Right, different sides of the same argument.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, obviously, it's not the two of your characters in a vacuum. There are other characters involved. Who are some of the other perspectives that we'll be seeing from?
Well, there's Anne Marie, who is the nanny slash housekeeper slash person who kept the household running for the last 15 years. And then there's Emmy, who is my daughter, who I have not seen since I left 15 years ago. So both of those relationships are revealed in a very interesting, wonderful way.
In the original A Doll's House, you have a lot of the social mores and expectations of the period really weighing in. Are you finding with this particular production you're getting period influences, or is it more an exploration in a modern sense?
There's certainly an overlay of the mores of that time, especially the regulations and the customs that cause Nora her difficulties, which sends her back to this house 15 years later. But what I like about the play is that talking about this issue and the issues that she's having to deal with reverberate today pretty much as strongly as they did then.
Yeah, what's so interesting is Tony's right. The circumstances of the laws and the rules that surround divorce at the time are the circumstances of the play, and that's what the characters are dealing with. However, why I think this play is being done as much as it's being done is that our expectations that we have for one another, even though they were traditional or contemporary for the time when Ibsen wrote the play, are still present today. We still have those expectations of relationships, especially marriage relationships, what we want women to do, what we want and expect men to do.
Gender roles.
Gender roles. So I think that's why the play is as popular as it is.
What do you think the takeaway should be from seeing this show?
I would love it to be a play that sends audiences home saying, well, you know, I understood where she's coming. I don't know if I agree with her yet. I don't know. But, you know, he had some pretty good points, too. You know, that's the discussion I hope happens after the play.
Yeah, that audiences can recognize themselves, their own relationships and mm-hmm. what they see on stage. Also kind of recognize their own expectations of what they want from those mm-hmm. relationships and maybe question them a little bit. Or maybe not. Maybe they validate them. Who knows? That's also a great discussion to have.
I just think that, you know, just to tag on to what Conan said, I think audiences are going to look at this play and see a lot of their own life in their own personal relationships and what's going on in front of them. And that makes it more fun to do.
That's why you do theater, right?
Yep. And we run March 2nd through March 30th at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati.
I'd like to thank this evening's guests, Conan Morrissey and Tony Campisi. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
For more information on ETC's production of A Doll's House Part 2, running March 2nd through the 30th, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.